Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Does Duke's recruiting success scare you? Well, it shouldn't. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. A friend texted me the other day and said she was scared to death about all these great high school basketball players Duke continues to sign. The Blue Devils, by my last count, have 7 freshmen coming in this season, all of whom hope to be one-and-done first-round NBA draft choices. I told her not to worry because Duke's recruiting philosophy over the last 7 years works for the players, who indeed get drafted in the first round. But it doesn't work as well for the Duke team, which has been to one Final Four since 2010 and whose record in the NCAA tournament doesn't compare to Carolina's. You don't believe that? Well, the Tar Heels have been to Final Fours the last 2 seasons and matched Duke's 2015 National Championship in Phoenix last April. Over the last 7 years, Duke is 14-6 in the NCAA tournament, including first-round losses in 2012 to Lehigh and 2014 to Mercer. Those teams had one-and-dones Austin Rivers and Jabari Parker. Carolina is 21-6 in NCAA play over the same span, winning at least one game each year. Besides Rivers and Parker, Duke had Kyrie Irving, Rodney Hood, Ryan Kelly, Tyus Jones, Justice Winslow, Jahlil Okafor, Brandon Ingram, Harry Giles, Luke Kennard, and Jason Tatum drafted in the first round. UNC had Harrison Barnes, John Henson, Kendall Marshall, Tyler Zeller, Reggie Bullock, P.J. Hairston, Bryce Johnson, and Justin Jackson as first-rounders. Duke fans can say their team had a better head-to-head record against Carolina and won 2 ACC tournament championships compared to 1 for UNC in this decade. But the Tar Heels earned more ACC regular season titles than their arch rivals, and they came with fewer highly touted recruits due in large part to uncertainty of the NCAA investigation. So Duke's one-and-done philosophy does send a lot of kids to the NBA after 1 year. But how that system works for the Blue Devils? Not quite as well. The recruiting hype will tell you one story, but the facts another. No matter how talented, high school stars need time to adjust to college basketball, and most of that time is more than 1 season. This is Archansky. See ya.